From KQED in San Francisco, this is Perspectives, the daily commentary series bringing you the personal experiences and insight of KQED's own Northern California listeners.
Support for this public radio podcast comes from the University of Chicago Graduate School of Business, with a network of 40,000 alumni worldwide, on the web at chicagogsb.edu.
When my Aunt Fran got married back in 1946, she and her young husband, my Uncle Bert, bought their dream house. It wouldn't be much by today's dream house standards, but for World War II Minneapolis, it was pretty good. The two-story house in a good neighborhood had a deluxe dream kitchen, sliding glass doors, and gleaming hardwood floors. Aunt Fran and Uncle Bert had four strapping sons, my older cousins, and Minneapolis winters are fierce. I remember countless wet days watching Aunt Fran on her hands and knees, busy wiping up the rain or snow my hockey-playing cousins had tracked onto her hardwood floors. "Why do you do that?" I once asked her. "I'm trying to preserve the beauty of the wood," she explained between wipes, while I privately thought she sounded just like the words written on those cans of lemon-scented furniture polish. The years passed. The hardwood floors never lost their gleam, and Aunt Fran, with impressive single-mindedness, never let a drop linger, preserving the beauty of the wood. The boys grew up and got married, leaving dull Midwestern Minneapolis for exciting careers. Grandchildren came to visit, bringing inevitable spills, and there Aunt Fran was, hands and knees, busy wiping, preserving the beauty of the wood. The grandkids have grown up too, and Aunt Fran's arthritis has grown worse. She's had a knee replacement, leaving her walking stiffly and bent over, but still she saw to it that drops were dealt with promptly, preserving the beauty of the wood. But Aunt Fran's wiping days are over now. She and Uncle Bert are in their 80s. The house is too big. The neighborhood is changing. They're moving to a small apartment. So a young married couple has bought that house, Aunt Fran's dream house, with a deluxe dream kitchen, and they're doing an extensive remodel before they move in. First thing they did, replace the floors. With a perspective, I'm Richard Swerdlow.
The opinions expressed in the Perspective series are those of the commentators and not necessarily those of its funder or KQED Public Radio. Local underwriting is provided by Leif Cabraser, Hyman & Bernstein, with offices nationwide, including San Francisco and New York. Leif Cabraser represents plaintiffs in personal injury, defective products, consumer and employment cases. On the Internet at lchb.com.